My dear friends, today we celebrate the third Sunday of Easter. In today's readings help us to trace to their faith journey, from doubt to faith, from dread to fearlessness. In the first reading, Peter highlights how God maintains His covenant with mankind continually, despite their sins and ignorance. We may foul up things and regret the blunders we have caused, but God's plan continues despite it all. He continues to write straight through the crooked lines of our history. Peter makes the point that our God is one and the same, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our ancestors and our God as well. Peter is quick to confront the sinfulness of the leaders and the people of Israel. When we look at our sins and their effect on the world around us, we can easily give away to despair, despondency. Our response should not be one of passive resignation or disowning of responsibility, but rather one of repentance and reconciliation. The second reading we see, John continues developing the idea that God is light and there is no darkness in Him. And whoever fears God and walks in the way of God, and they are truthful to themselves. And again, he admonishes the people, even if you sin, do not worry, for all your sins are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Church gives us that opportunity for all of us to approach Jesus in the sacrament of reconciliation. Do not have the fear and live in the dreadful situation. Rather, be in a status of fearlessness, for our God shows us His true mercy and love, and they are unconditional. The gospel scene is once again the hideout of the disciples, and there is pandemonium and confusion instead of peace and harmony. And they were again afraid of the Jews. Jesus had died, and now there was talk that He has risen from the dead. While they were arguing and debating their stories, Jesus Himself stood among them and says, "Peace be with you." And the disciples were terrified and thought it must be a ghost. But they realized Him when they opened their minds, beginning the explaining about the scriptures. And that is what happens to all of us too. When we approach Jesus, He opens our minds. He makes our path straight. Even though we do sin, He forgives us. He reconciles us with God the Father. This is what He explained to His disciples. And He commissioned them, "Go and preach to all the nations the forgiveness of God, and make them reconciled to God, and believe in God, and do all the activities in the way of God, instead of living in the darkness." My friends, you and me are taught by our ancestors how we have to live in faith. And in the same manner, we also have the same obligation and responsibility to teach our younger generation this faith journey. God never abandons us. He always protects us, cares us, loves us and he is amidst of us. Jesus is really real and truly alive. That must be our faith. And this is the greatest faith as Christians we have to carry on in our lives by giving witness to Jesus who is risen from the dead and he is amidst of us. And when we proclaim this truth to others, then we evangelize the true gospel of Jesus that he has asked us. As he commissioned his disciples, so also he commissions each and every one of us to go out and proclaim to all the nations the love of God and the forgiveness of God. And sometimes we also make ourselves or frightened or afraid to go and reconcile ourselves with God. And sometimes we don't have the words to speak for what we have done. But God, he continues to forgive us if we approach him. As Jesus approached the apostles and said, "Peace be with you," and he forgives them, for they were in fear. They did not have the true faith, but what they have lost with the appearance of Jesus, they regained, and they became strong witnesses to Christ. And that's how we all became the followers of Christ now in the modern world. For what the martyrs, the disciples, the apostles proclaimed, the faith, we also inherit from them. Therefore, it is our prime responsibility and duty on our part to proclaim the truth of the gospel to the world, especially within our community, within our lives, whom we are able to see day-to-day lives. We need to forgive them, reconcile, and have the true peace among us. And then we can change the world into a beautiful one, and as God created it. But we, the human beings, dismantle it with our sinful nature. We have disfigured it with our sins. And thereby, we lost the peace that God has showered on us. Let this be our prayer today. As Jesus gave peace to us, let us share that peace to everyone in our lives.